This is Sports is Fun on CITR 101.9. CITR.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, wow, dude, this is like a different setup because like we're...
It's very loud.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very loud.
Is it you?
Yeah, it's me.
And we are back. Sports is Fun is back. This time brought to you by Studio C.
Hello, Studio C.
We're in Studio C.
First time ever.
Yeah, first and last, hopefully. I hate this place.
Studio C?
Yeah, it's no Studio B.
I like it because you have a good view of Studio B.
Yeah, but I just miss being in Studio B.
Yeah, well, we'll be in the new studio soon enough.
Yeah, but I want... That's not enough for me.
Coming live to you. Actually, no, we're not. Coming at
like,
you.
That was like the least correct thing you could have said.
On a casual Tuesday.
Yeah, casual Tuesday here in the studio.
CITR. Let's get right down to this crazy show.
Let's get right to the sport.
We have so much... Now for this
we have so much to lose.
For this we apologize. Last week, really good show because we're just great.
Yeah, we're just hitting it on all strides, all cylinders. Yeah.
This is the best summer of our lives.
The swish.
We mentioned, I think we said, Team Germany women's were the favorites for the Women's World Cup, and actually, gamblingly, yeah, USA was the favorites.
Oh, but Germany won 10-0. So.
So are USA now? They're probably the favorites. Yeah. So I mean. Maybe we're just soothsayers of the sport.
Maybe.
Say that 10 times fast.
Maybe we have like a deep connection to another world that can grant us answers about sporting questions that others may not be able to comprehend.
Us too, and Mona from last week.
Yeah.
Our guest. Who granted Tom Brady salvation.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Yeah. Shoutouts to Mona.
Shoutouts to Mona and the 700 Club. Good transition, though, for us, because from the pitch, we go to the pitch. Women's World Cup, very proud of our ladies. Our ladies, the Maple Girls.
Yeah.
Team Canada,
Maple Women,
girls.
Thank you very
Maple
much.
Maple Women, yeah, they are not girls. They're that's right.
All grown up.
Big win, first win, but first game.
Yeah, first of many games to be played.
Yeah, they beat Team China. Christine Sinclair, talisman of the team, as they call her in the newspapers that I regret reading. She's great.
She's good.
She's great. I think she's gonna be like a Canadian hero in like 20 years from now.
Cool.
You know, like bigger than so now. She's gonna be like immortalized.
Bigger than is she already
yeah.
like a?
She's
hero?
Already yeah, because like oh, cool. Kickball is becoming baseless. Kickball is becoming
baseless. Kickball. You're out.
Yeah, yeah. It's becoming pretty big, and like you think of soccer in Canada, you typically think of the women's team
yeah.
because. They have success.
Yeah, the FIFA is very strong with the women here.
Yeah. And success is a debt.
Yeah, to society.
And and Christine Sinclair's been the stalwart for the team.
She's good.
She got the one goal in the first game, and let's keep it rolling, Maplers.
Yeah.
Let's keep it rolling.
I'm pretty excited for the games I'm going to on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
You get to see the Japanese squad.
Yeah.
Apparently quite good.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Did they play? They already played. I think they won already. I think they're 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, I doubt they would have lost yet.
Yeah.
Because they haven't played Canada yet. moving on, I would like to mention a couple things on the diamond. Baseball. It's a seldom topic for us.
It's true. We are going to talk about more diamonds from here on out, Neil.
Yeah. As there's just less sports going on other than that. So Neil and Jared... You will not be discounted
no,
any
you're
longer.
Here.
Yeah. So yeah, today was the MLB draft.
Blood Diamond.
And the Pittsburgh, I almost said Penguins, Pittsburgh Pirates, of the first three draft picks they had, two of them's names were Kevin Kramer and Kevin Newman. So they drafted a Newman
oh, that's
and
awesome.
A Kramer, yeah.
And they're both Kevins.
And they're both Kevins, yeah.
Wow,
but
that's
so
sick.
They cancel each other out being they're just Kramer and Newman.
Right, cuz Kevin divided by Kevin is 1.
Exactly.
You know, one
times and one
Kramer
times
is
yeah.
Kramer. I
you got it.
It. Yeah, I got
it. Because you graduated.
Degree, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's kind of a funny thing.
That is very funny. I like that.
Yeah. So if they ever go into New York, They beat the Nets.
Swishes all around.
Yeah, swishes and long balls, long sweet cracks of the bat.
Why does it say we're so quiet?
I don't know, but we're not.
I hope we're not. I bet we are.
I don't know. I think it's too late.
I think
we can make lightning strike twice. This is just pure gold here. Also, the Blue Jays, little Canadian content here, have just been monstrous lately.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
They have been murdering the baseball.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah, they are. This seems to happen. You know, when the Jays get hot, they get sizzling.
Yeah,
they have so many sluggers.
Well, the Blood Sox are on a 4-game win streak. So
are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so overshadowed.
Yeah, by the big Jays of the North. The North Jays.
It's cool because they have like Encarnacion and Bautista, and they're not even leading the team anymore.
No,
it's Josh Donaldson.
Oh, really?
Which is a surprise to me. They traded him for Brett Laurie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Brett Laurie actually almost killed someone.
I saw that.
On the field. Not actually off the field. It was a broken bat.
Yeah, I was at a Red Sox game.
Yeah,
I was in Boston. Yeah,
there you go. So I don't know, actually, that lady's condition.
But
hopefully she's
okay. Survive, apparently.
Good.
But, I mean, survive. Good. It's still pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Go to a baseball game. And
it's totally messed up. It's a freak accident.
It is.
And on that note, we'll start talking about the diamond.
Yeah, no more freak accidents here.
Yeah. It's unless anything else happened in sports.
Hockey's been good. There's been some swishes here and there.
Some swishes here and there, and puck's been good. The puck's been sliding.
I watched the puck last night, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sliding all over the ice.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, I saw a goal or two or three or four or five.
Yeah, there you go. To the Ivory Coast women's team, you'll get them next time. And we'll be back right after this break.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
Okay, here we are again.
Yeah, which is bad.
Which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first time that athletes have got off.
Not the first murder.
Relatively scot-free. For serious crimes, and it just pisses me off.
Yeah, and meanwhile we have people like Tom Brady, and they're trying to deflate his balls, and we got murderers, legless murderers out here killing indiscriminately.
He didn't
wives.
I thought he in court he wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Yeah, but
good.
I'm just kind of rattled by this whole thing. The first question I would have to you, I guess we would both agree, right, that athletes get off relatively easy compared to just citizens, doctors, lawyers who commit serious crimes.
I would say
historically speaking,
celebrities in general seem to get off with crimes easier.
Yeah, I guess so. And so one of the reasons is probably because they have the money to hire the best lawyers.
That's probably an important part of it.
Yeah. I mean, you could compare the O.J. Simpson case to the Michael Jackson case in a lot of ways. Like how did they not go to jail? I'm not a lawyer, so like,
how was there no actual punishment?
Yeah, I just remember the hype being like, oh, he's going away for a long time, and then
he was still there,
and then he was still there.
We're talking about Michael Jackson right now. Or are we talking?
Yeah,
about...
well, I was a wee little boy for the OJ trials.
I remember it kind of.
No, MJ, I remember. No,
OJ. I remember OJ a bit. I remember my parents following it and just being like them being shocked.
There's a good 30 for 30 on that, actually.
Is there?
Yeah, anyhow, we're getting off topic here. Getting off traffic here. So the first question is there any reason that celebrities or athletes should be getting off a little more leniently? I mean, like, obviously there are somewhat larger implications to their arrest than just, like, an average person who is not on the grand scale of pop culture, like... It's a ripple effect, right?
And so,
presumably speaking, I mean, I don't see why a celebrity or an athlete wouldn't have a greater ripple effect to more people.
Well, basically, if we're going to... Let's talk about athletes for a second.
So, I don't even care about celebrities. Yeah, I only care about sports.
So, well, that's exactly where I'm going with this. So, sport is the fundamental thing of existence. Do we agree?
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah, that's the basis of our lives.
Who wouldn't?
I know that.
Who wouldn't?
So then,
fun.
What makes the sport go around?
Money.
The sporters.
Oh, yeah.
Those who sport.
Yeah.
So if you throw all the sporters in the jail and you lock them up, throw away the key, who's going to maintain the sport?
The people who don't commit the crimes.
Yeah, but there's a reason that those people can't ball like LeBaron.
LeBaron. Yeah,
yeah, James, well, LeBaron.
More on James LeBaron later. Yeah. So I disagree. I don't think they should get off at all. I think you break the rules, you break the rules. You know, you can't go around, you know, like, are these people positive members of society, or are they just thugs?
I mean, I agree with you.
I think Oscar Pistorius is a thug.
I agree. Assuming he killed his girlfriend, I agree. But, yeah. But if there's a race, an integral race coming up of legless runners, and we don't have our main sport runner up there, who's going to champagne our sports for us? Who's going to make the back page sporting news big time?
Oh, so you're saying that sporters have absolutely no obligation to adhere? Like, you think they completely transcend life itself and its laws?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of what you just said.
Let's talk, like, when...
I mean, I'm saying, like yes, they are... I see your point, like they're the big, big sports in the spotlight, the sporters.
Yeah,
you know, it's a shame if they were to go to jail. Yeah, and
how
then,
can we keep the sport going?
And then it kills the ratings, and it puts a huge black spot on or black eye, I guess, on the sport itself. And yeah, it deters people from watching, and it deters it from being as good as it could be. But that being said, there is a little bit of, like, they should take responsibility for their actions, because they are just humans at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, all us humans are just trying to be sporters, but only the sporters are the true humans who can, like, do the sport on the TV, you know?
But so, if you can't, but if you commit such harsh crimes, you're no human.
That's true. I think that's where we have to agree, is that you're not a human if you, and if you're not a human, you can't be a sport, honestly, because, unless you're horse racing. Unless you're a horse racer.
Yeah, obviously.
Then this opens up, like, then what about dog racing?
Well,
are those sports?
Yeah, dog racing is a sport.
Okay, well, there we go. It's settled.
So you see now in like the NFL, how this year they really cracked down on players like Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. They really
killed fantasy leagues everywhere.
That's true, yeah. But they set a precedent of discipline.
Yeah, I know.
For this year.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Did you have one of them?
Do I have? No.
On your
I
team.
Just mean, like, this led to, you know, my friend Thomas and his dangerous situation.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Brother Thomas. Mr. Brady. But anyhow, so, I mean, yes, they made big steps in sort of eliminating this, you know, going soft on athletes kind of thing. For lots of things, like domestic violence and...
Which are important issues.
Drunk driving, of course.
Right, yeah, like...
But do you think if they're ever going to make the step... Like, are they ever going to really crack down on people who, like Aaron Hernandez, for example?
I mean, they cracked down on him pretty good, I'd say.
How long is he in jail for? Life?
Life, yeah. I mean, he's killed, like, three people, presumably.
That's
so
true.
At least.
So that, to me, just says, like, there is a point of no return.
Well, murder...
Where you just can't, like, let anyone off.
Well, at the end of the day, like, let's look at the issues that they actually punish people for. So, like, when you kill someone, whether it be because you tried to kill them, or drunk driving, they seem to be cracking down on killing people. They've decided that killing people makes it... Let's talk about the NFL, because that's what we're talking about, kind of.
Yeah.
Makes the NFL look bad. And then domestic abuse. I feel like domestic abuse has only become a big issue for the NFL recently because they don't want to alienate their women viewers. And that's, honestly, and that's messed up, and it should be a real issue, and it should be something that, like, they take seriously from the start. But I feel like the only real reason that's driving them to, like, crack down on it now is the NFL has become such a mainstream sport to watch that they're really careful about alienating potential viewers. Like, I think that's why they have, like, all this breast cancer awareness stuff. It's all about getting casual viewers, and women are a big, like, they were kind of like this untargeted demographic for football, but now football's so mainstream, they have to be more careful about, you know, things like domestic abuse. So at the end of the day, it's all about money.
Yeah, I was going to say, to some extent, I do agree with you, because it's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business, and yeah, they're looking out for their best interests, and they are profit maximizers. I mean, especially the NFL historically has been, like, greedy.
Especially, like, this era of the NFL, the Goodell. Goodell's main thing was, like, to boost revenue, basically, and he has done that. That's why the owners like him.
However, it's not just for the, like, at the end of the day, you're saying that it's to maintain a certain viewership from their women demographic, their newish demographic, in that way they can, you know,
make
maximize
money.
Their profit.
Yeah.
I'm saying that not only are they trying to keep their women viewership, but also they're trying to just sort of, they just know that they can't They can't be the league that doesn't crack down.
Well, they
on
have
this.
To protect their image. They have to protect their brand.
Yeah, it's keeping up with the Joneses, and in this case, the Joneses are actually quite good and ethical.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. I mean, at the end of the day, they are just cracking down on these crimes. So motives might be unclear, and they might be a little sketchy and greedy.
The punishments are like out of whack. I mean, like.
Well, it's a shift in the right direction.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's his name?
Tom Brady.
Not him. But that's a good example. What was the name of the receiver on Cleveland?
Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon.
He got suspended the whole season for smoking weed, and like Adrian Peterson, like he only got the full season because you know people were mad about Ray Rice. Still, basically, Ray Rice got four games.
But there's still a big difference between domestic violence and doing something that everyone does. Mostly everyone does.
What, beating up their kids or smoking weed?
No, smoking weed. I mean, like you know, one of them can only harm yourself, basically.
Well, exactly,
and the other one is direct harm on
exactly.
Other
that's the problem. Is like the punishments. It goes to show that the NFL has no idea what they're doing in terms of like they're trying to punish the things that they think people will think are bad,
true.
But they don't have any idea.
They're trying
what's
to adhere
bad.
to the people in and so they can make the most money.
Yeah, because
back to this Pistorius just one last time. This is totally out of bounds, I think.
What do you mean?
How can you get out of jail? After murdering,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know
girlfriend.
How. I don't know what his defense was. So
neither do I. To be fair,
that's the thing. Like, I don't know enough about the case. It is. It does seem pretty.
I'm rattled. Sports isn't lawful.
Sports are rattled.
Sports might be fun,
but
it
are
is
life.
Not lawful.
Sports
it might be life.
Life,
but life.
Sometimes life isn't fair.
Sometimes life is deranged. Yeah. I guess.
And on that, let's take a short break.
I'm gonna go read.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Who got the keys to my show, Sports is Fun? We're back.
We got a real treat for you now. The guest is not here.
No.
No
guests today.
No guest because Draymond Green was busy.
Yeah.
Tonight.
He's currently hooping.
Yeah, and so what we're going to do, Sean and I, we're going to play a little game, I toss you toss me.
Toss each other.
Mental tossing. So what we're going to do in light of the NBA and NHL Finals extravaganza duopoly. Is we're going to trade each other players that are either sliding pucks or swishing.
Yeah, swishing hoops.
And we're going to make up nicknames for them.
We're going to make them cooler because everyone can't be, everyone can't have a nickname.
Until
now.
That's true. So I'll start with you, an easy one, LeBron James.
All right, I've already spoiled this one. This is my go-to. It's James LeBaron, LeBron James.
And I guess maybe we'll both pick one.
Yeah, you can also have one, I guess. He can have two.
Okay, LeBron again, James.
Ooh, the trilogy.
Or LeBron Joms.
I like LeBron Joms.
LeBron Joms, yeah. I actually didn't make that up when I used to play basketball in junior high. A kid just mentioned it once on the bench. It was hilarious.
Okay, another hoop star, Iman Shumpert.
Okay, Iman Shumpert, Eraserhead.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, because he erases
deficits.
Doubts.
Yeah.
And deficits.
Yeah.
And hope. And his head, his hair is awesome.
I'm going to call him Skeeter.
And why?
I don't know. He reminds me of Skeeter for Doug. For some reason.
All right, let's go one-on-ones now.
Okay.
Let's go Steven Stamkos.
Oh, he's the master of the slip and slide.
All right. Why so?
I've seen him slip and slide on the ice all over the place, and he just slips and slides it right into the net sometimes.
Steven, the master of the slip and slide.
Stamkos, there you go.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty, okay.
Feed me one.
I got you one. Benjamin Bishop.
Benjamin Bishop, let's call him Tall Ben.
I was going to call him My Cousin Ben.
Tall Ben, just because he's actually very tall, and actually his name is Ben.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, it'd be better if there were two Bens on the team.
Yeah.
Just go Ben and Tall Ben. Okay, I'll give you one. Let's go Steph Curry.
Oh, Steph Curry. Well, our good friend and rapper and sometimes co-host AK likes to call him the Curry. What do you call him? I always forget.
Spice Boy?
Spice Boy, because he's a Curry. But I like to call him Spice World 2, because there's already Spice World 1.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Spice World 2000? Wasn't that the actual title?
Was it actually?
So,
I don't think so. I think it's just Spice World.
Okay.
I only saw it two or three times.
I'll take your word for it. I only had it on VHS.
All right, another player. The man himself. That's the nickname for the player. Kendrick Thompson.
Kendrick Thompson?
What's his name? Thompson?
Clay Thompson?
Oh, that's him, yeah.
Clay Thompson? Okay. I'm going to call him...
Sean Livingston? That's my nickname for him.
He does look like Sean Livingston, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Clay Thompson the impressionable beauty.
Why?
Because, you know, with clay, it's very impressionable.
Oh, I get
you
it.
You can
like,
mold stuff.
Like making clay.
Yeah.
Kind of like making
How about, okay, the impressionable Swish Master.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
he added
in
the Swish game. His Swish game is on point.
It is actually on point.
Yeah, swishes for buckets.
All right, I'll give you Jonathan Taves.
Why don't you ask me someone else on that team?
Pat, do you want?
Hold on, give me.
Okay.
Jonathan. Tobias Taves.
All right.
Jonathan Tobias Taves.
That one, no reasoning applies.
No, there's reasoning.
Yeah?
You ever read Animorphs?
No, I did, but I don't remember anything.
Well, one
it.
Of them is named Tobias, and Animorphs can turn into animals.
Yeah.
Basically, whenever they want, but Tobias...
That's just science.
Yeah, he stayed an animal too long, and he got stuck in his hawk form, and I feel like Jonathan Taves is stuck in his hawk form whenever he's on the ice, you know? It's just like...
Well put, my friend. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, I know.
A couple more, and then we'll stop this.
All right, Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut. All right, Andrew Bogut.
Come on.
Andrew Buckets.
Oh, I was going to call him Andrew Big Buckets.
Close.
Oh, yeah, because he's big.
How about the Swish Man from Down Under?
The Swish Man. That's the name for Delavinova. Delavinova.
Delavidova.
He's the curry hunter. He's the spice hunter down under.
The spice hunter is good. Is he actually from Australia as
well?
Yeah. All right. I'll give you one that's totally not applicable to either sport. Let's go with Christine Sinclair.
Oh, you know you got to call her Sinclair, who has the artificial turf down there on the pitch.
On the pitch.
Yeah,
all right.
Because they play on artificial pitch up here in Canada, and she's a Canadian hero.
How about just call her Christine Turf Goddess?
Turf Goddess seems too bourgeois.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she's about that life.
That's true. She's an everyday, you know, normal girl.
She's just hardworking Canadian like us.
Yep, truly.
And like that, and just like we said, I think there's a commercial.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10. And they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
More sports,
all
more time.
24-hour sport.
30-minute sport.
30-minute sport.
Time to check the mailbox.
Mail time.
Bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. No mail.
No.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for supporting us.
Yeah. What's the point of asking questions anymore?
Yeah. No one's going to answer your questions.
We can just go F ourselves.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah. No mail.
Fuck.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't.
Buddy.
Fuck.
for your consideration.
It's another F word.
Right now. Four.
Four.
Your consideration, I've got a very deep question, deep-seated, deep-rooted question for you.
Okay.
Yeah, have you seen Like Mike?
No.
So the premise is basically, in a nutshell, this kid finds Michael Jordan's shoes or something.
And he becomes, like, Super Saiyan
and he
or
becomes
something.
Like Mike, yeah. So if you were to make a sequel today, you know, the movie's a little old, so make a sequel today, what how would you get all those skills? You know, you see in Space Jam.
I already thought the answer.
Yeah?
It's called James Brain. And some kid picks up, he picks up LeBron's old headband.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't use it anymore. Yeah. And then suddenly, like, his hairline starts receding and he gets all these magical basketball powers.
Some, like, 12-year-old kid. Yeah. Just becomes bald.
Yeah, exactly.
But he becomes a swisher.
He becomes a double, like, super swisher.
Rolling up like swisher.
Yeah. So that's my answer. What's your answer?
Good answer. Well, like I said, the movie's a little old now. So, you know, we're dipping into the future here. So let's make it a little technology-based. So maybe, I don't even know. Name an awesome basketball player. Like Iman Shumpert trades in his old laptop at the Mac, at like a secondhand Mac store, and some kid uses it. And then as he starts typing, he's like, whoa, and then his hair gets taller and taller, and he starts draining him, and then he's like, he's the best player in his league. After that.
How does it end?
What?
How does the movie end? Does he give the powers up? Does he shave his head?
The movie ends, he spills coffee on his laptop.
And he's like, no, computer.
Yeah, because even though he's only like 12 years old, he becomes so good and such a prima donna that he thinks he's an adult now. So he starts drinking coffee. And
been like, there, man.
Yeah. And then he spills it on his laptop, and the last word will be, dang it.
Wow, that's like that was a movie, huh?
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay to see that.
Now I just need a title.
Yeah.
Would be Eraser Hair Laptop Transformation, the movie.
I would have called it like Iman E-Mac.
B-N-E-Man.
Yeah.
So that's that. Do you have anything to ask me?
So let's think about sports real quick.
This is quite the episode.
This is the best episode.
Yeah.
So, if you were going to make a pickup league for a new sport, what would you call the sport and why?
For a new sport?
Yeah, don't think too much about the question. Just think about the answer.
Okay, I would call it speedball.
Okay.
And why would I call it that?
Yeah, well,
I guess I don't have to explain the game, luckily.
I mean, you do and you don't.
I would call it that because the winner of the game, however the game was fashioned out, doesn't have to do speed.
Oh, would they have to make the swish to keep playing? Are there swishes or is it just home runs all the way around?
It's parachute-based.
It's parachute. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I'll cancel that. So... it's mainly for people who are on speed.
It's like a drug prevention program.
Yeah, exactly.
For fast players.
Yeah, who like parachute games.
Wanted parachute all the way down.
How about yourself?
For me, it would have to be one of those, you know.
One of those, you know.
You know,
yeah.
It'd have to be like
Southside
cricket ball.
Why?
Well... obviously, it'd be down south, and in the south, you know that they like to play cricket, at least where Delavanova is from.
That's
so
true.
So if you're playing down south, okay, we'll call it down south Delavanova ball.
Okay, great.
And the requirements are just like have a beard and maybe play some defense.
Sick.
Yeah, and then get a home run.
I'd play.
Yeah.
Birthdays?
Happy birthday to Teddy Bruschi. You're 42. You're a legend. Tom Brady believes in you, and you believe in Tom Brady.
Happy birthday to Christine Sinclair, our girl.
Yeah, your birthday is
top maple girl.
Yeah, you're 32. Maple woman.
32.
You're a maple woman at 32.
32 and many more goals.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Michael J. Fox. You're 54. Yeah. You're Canadian, and you're from Vancouver. So come on the show and talk some sporting with
us. Teen Wolf. That's a basketball reference.
He shot the hoops in there.
Yeah, and Dick Vitale, 75. Yeah.
It's also Joe Montana's birthday, and
yeah,
it's
but he didn't make the cut. They didn't make the
too
cut.
Many football.
Who are they, anyways?
Yeah, not big time. Yeah.
Alrighty, that's about it. See you next time.
Do we have some final thoughts for sport?
Keep on going, sports.
Yeah, keep it. Keep on rocking in the free world. Doot doot loot doot.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.